92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I've always found it amazing that today's technology, things like computers and smartphones, don't come with instruction manuals. In fact, that's really nothing new. I can remember when I bought my first computers back in the 90s. Aside from the initial physical setup, there wasn't an instruction book of any kind. I learned how to do a lot of stuff from other people in the early days, but I don't know how they figured it out. American companies have actually spent over $30 billion to eliminate instruction books for things like those, and now we're seeing the results of that. Some people are able to work this tech like wizards, but now we've got an entire generation of young people who are significantly less cognitively capable than their parents. Rather than empowering the generation with access to more knowledge and information because of the growth of the internet, modern technology has had the opposite effect. Recently, a guy named Jared Cooney Horvath presented an extensive research project on this subject, which showed that Gen Z is far less cognitively capable than previous generations, and they're the first generation in modern history to score lower on standardized tests than the previous one. Now, while those tests focus mostly on literacy and numeracy, they aren't always indicative of overall intelligence. However, they are a good reflection of cognitive capability, which Horvath says has been on the decline for the last two decades, and it's been a very measurable decline. Basically, it shows that teenagers having constant interaction with computers and smartphones has resulted in worse test scores, and we're the ones who are going to feel the impact of that soon as they start to control things in our country. Of course, it is possible that this Gen Z group will somehow develop better personal achievements, but I'm not feeling too positive about that.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.